like a responsibility or a should do.
No,
or,
that's it.
You know, that negative sort of feeling. So I think what comes to mind is giving things their due.
Good, good, good. That's part of your life and your art.
Yeah.
That's, I think we've included that into our work in this room. I mean, along with the technique, giving things their due, it means the children have a certain place and require a certain, and that has to be given them.
Mm-hmm.
And yet one doesn't take away from your, the exploration of your talent.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And also, you brought it up out of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very real to you. That phrase, you will tell me whether that phrase moves through your mind
mm-hmm.
as you are thinking ahead
mm-hmm.
or not thinking ahead.
Right.
And it actually comes in with the 30-70, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it's really all part of it. They're due. When I think ahead, I think what we do is we feel when we think ahead as we're giving up chaos,
mm-hmm.
which not only you, but another former student of mine whom I visited early this week also said, I'm chaotic and I'm getting away with it. You know, and she's so smart,
yeah.
She knows she
mm-hmm.
mustn't.
Mm-hmm.
But she's in, on TV now, and so, you know, she has agents, and people help her when she creates chaos.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want that, but she's not ready to give it up.
Yeah.
You know, you really have to talk about it and finally say, okay, this is the day I want to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you and I realize that that feeling of chaos feels like life.
Yes.
See, that's when I'm alive.
Yes.
Whereas planning ahead feels, I know for me, dull, formal. Everything else is not thought about, and I'm thinking, shall I pick him up at the airport first
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then go to the...
Yeah, I'm right.
You know, that kind of thing. And when I do it, I feel lifeless. Wooden is
mm-hmm,
my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So giving things their due has a kind of dignity
mm-hmm.
to it. So that when it really is due for you to say, wait a minute, how do I handle tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my guest is coming. Can I take that lesson? Can
mm-hmm.
you? The great
mm-hmm.
Tuesday, right?
Forever.
Yeah, the one we can refer to is, you know, is one of the
artists. Give me a
exactly. Yeah, and with, yeah, you did this, and I put the nail right between the eyes. but it's very useful, Jenny.
Yeah.
If you think of it as give it its due, then you trust that heading.
Yeah.
What's your phrase? Giving things their due? Or
yeah, or give it its due.
Give it its due, yes. So that it takes away from your, that little sub voice that's saying, what am I doing this for? I mean, geez, God, you know, when am I going to stop being a wooden Indian?
Mm-hmm.
No, you give it its due. Sometimes giving something its due is dull. Is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is a linear,
mm-hmm.
whereas chaos feels circular and part of the creative
right.
chaos. And what we're finding out is that that isn't creative.
That's
that
right.
chaos isn't.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's your first step towards learning.
Yeah,
it.
Because in our work we're very mm-hmm. one. To be
mm-hmm.
very particular about the way things go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't do 1 and then step 7 and then step 2 and then step 6. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, okay, so we're now going to go to step 1. I don't know whether it was you that I told it to or whether I'm telling it to myself. when you did an exercise, and we had corrected step number three, okay, and we said, okay, go back now and work on it and see whether you can, let's say, do less, you know, neck manipulation. When you went back to the exercise, you barely did step one and two. I think that was our last lesson. It was fuzzy.
Yeah.
And what had happened was you were so eager to get to step three that you didn't really ground yourself in step one. I've thought a lot about that because that is what we do. Everybody, the greatest artists, go to step one. Pavarotti is at step one. His step one, though, is so close to his performance that we don't see the next technique and the next step. We just see one and it. Whereas when we're beginning, we have to see one, two, three, four. As you begin to absorb these techniques, and your life begins to be the life of a singer, that you are going to do each step fully, but it will be so quick that somebody out there won't know it. That's what we're working on. Okay. let's I know that we want to get to the to our song. And to our blah blah. But again, let's go to step one, step two. Let me see you find your way back into, if you're an artist and this is an art class, prepare your canvas, okay? Meaning, get yourself ready to go to what we were doing last time, which was the blah blah blah, and we were thinking the first line of each stanza, right? With a, we were saying blah blah and thinking meaning.
Right.
Let's get to there, and then let's get to words. What was nice about the work we did there was that there wasn't any little clutch. You were sort of like this.
I just noticed when you were talking about starting at step one and things, I began to think, I really do it for myself early, because I began to, I went to a recital on Sunday, Lucia Pop, and she was very fine, I thought. And she's in her, she's 51, I guess it said in the review, and I just felt that she was, she is a very fine singer, and she also presented in a very simple way all of the understanding and experience of all of her years of performance. It was a very satisfying song recital. And that's the sort of thing that I aspire to. And I noticed when you that came into my mind when we started talking about starting to work now. And I just wondered that, I mean, that's very subtle, but that's still, instead of just thinking, here I am, and here's step one, and this is what I'm doing, I start thinking about Lucia Pop and what I want. You know what I'm... I mean, here I am jumping away again and sort of thinking, now how would she do it? It doesn't matter what how she would do it.
I don't know that I know the answer to what you're
but
saying.
I think, but I mean, I think that I just need to...
Joni, maybe that's...
I
know what you mean. I do know what you mean. But I don't think it's like the other jumping away that you've done in the past. See, the other... I think this is... it's having loved what you saw the other night from a fine artist. It's... It might... See, I didn't pick up just now when you did think that, and also step one, and it wasn't. In the past, in the very near past, really, and always, you have jumped away from step one through impatience. and frustration and ego and need, okay, sort of social need and recognition need. That's where, that's what we've been getting at all this time.
Yeah.
And it's in there, and it, we've been rooting it out little by little, but like a weed, you know, there's always one more. Exactly, exactly. See, this, what you say, is different.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's, I think, I would almost say that that was a good thing. That the memory of that performance and the pleasure that you had and the admiration that you had for that woman is really, that will serve you. It won't, the other that we talked about, that other little bundle of weeds, that doesn't serve you. This is okay. And if this is the answer, you know, I don't know. As I say, I'm not quite sure. All I know is that this is okay.
Right.
It's not... Yeah, good. It's good to bring it up because we do want to know what is real.
Yeah.
Is it real to have a memory of an incredible performance?
Yeah.
If that, well, for example, yesterday I saw little snatches of the new Michelle Pfeiffer movie. You know, and everything, it's so lovely and it's so wonderful. And I have watched her. I think she's extraordinary. Where did she start? You know, does she do this with that? I mean, I'm in awe of this young woman. That's how brilliant I think she is. I really have to write her a letter because I can't keep it to myself. Okay, so there was in me, like, passion, as though I were a young actress again, wanting to act.
Yeah.
I think probably that that's okay. It's the stuff that can't... It's part of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And that yearning... I had the same thing when I was 17. I have it still. I mean, it's ridiculous, but I have it still.
No, that's the drive.
I think so.
Yeah.
See, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What you were thinking about,
okay.
Could that be, you know, that just that same, like,
It's good. I think it's good to have it as long as when you do your work, then you are back to where you are.
Step one.
And who you are, right. Step
exactly.
one. And I think that what I was meaning was that I think that I was just sort of mentally floating off to where I want to be when I'm 51. You know, rather than...
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a good standard, and it's a good thing to look at. But also, I'm not going to get there unless I can do step one and think, okay, this is Joni now, and this is step one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I, as we get rid of drive and... eagerness and as we get rid of all that, we don't have to get rid of that thing that is that makes us passionately want to perform.
I
that's the way I've decided on my own sudden thing of, as somebody pointed out, I can't say no. I mean, the jerk down the corner can say, would you like to be in my show? And I have to move myself. Like, no, no. I mean, it's just so, I mean, maybe that's part of, you know, what brings you here on a Friday morning when you could be out having lunch with a friend. Okay, so, good. Well, I think we're in touch now with the stuff that keeps you from your work.
Yeah.
And this other stuff, we don't know. We think it's okay.
Yeah.
We're not sure, but we think it's okay. And now, let me see you just begin. It's Friday. You know, you have missed a lesson. You know, just begin. Where would one begin? Good. And do it on your own so that I can just sort of watch and see if you're forgetting a little step in between or if something is working too hard. It's really very hard to work by oneself. I'm trying it in my own life, and boy, it takes every bit of my knowledge to recognize where I'm putting a little eagerness in. Luckily, I can stop myself as soon as I find my, you do this sometimes. I do the same thing, but much less. But I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
And this all has to do with my walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you see, that's my vulnerable place, and I'm teaching myself.
I was talking to you yesterday. I was in the dentist chair. I kept thinking of you on your walk, and I kept thinking of this terror arising every time.
Yes. Settle down. I've been settling down. Oh, I'm so glad you don't. I hope you don't have to go again.
No, we're all finished.
Good.
Oh.
Okay.
Then I have one more question.
Yes.
In my singing lesson, I began to realize that I hold in my stomach. And I was aware of this, but I thought that once I got the support worked out, I think I confused that tension with the support tension. And I find it very hard to just relax my stomach. Do you have a soft stomach?
Probably still do, but I haven't been aware of it. In the diaphragm, right. I used to have a little fist there that I didn't know about for years. So that was where mine was. Let's talk about stomach in terms of your shape, you know. How do you feel about your shape? Are you concerned about your stomach? Do you feel you've got too big a belly? What do you feel about that?
I think my stomach's okay, but I think that there is this long-standing sort of
I think that, let's sort of get it back first, because, you know, this thing, it also goes with singing, like when I sing, I will want, I'm thinking about that. What I think is that, it sounds funny given everything else that I talk about as being in the body, first of all, realize that a proper dress is going to cover, whatever is there. The reason I say this is really more important for your body to be simple and as it is than for you to manipulate it.
Yeah.
Okay? So I really do believe that, for example, when you give your recital at your dad's place, and as I said, I want to see the dress that you wear, and I want the shoes and the heel, very important, all of that. The way you choose your dress is as important as the way you do your technique, really. That has to be done with such a clever sense of your body and what you need to make you look one half the size that you are, etc. I mean, you're terrific, really. But yeah, if this, after all, two babies, and I don't think, other than doing exercise, which really makes you generally healthy, I don't think one should put one's concentration on, oh, my stomach is too big, my arm is too this, my thigh. That is awful. It's terrible when actresses in the movies have to do it.
Yeah.
But all they think about. You don't have to think about that.
No.
A singer, an opera singer, does not have to think about that. And yet you want to be magnificent. You know, and I want you to be magnificent. So what you wear is going to release a little bit of the anxiety. And just remember that. So that I look at you in awe and say, boy, she takes a dress and you would not know, you know, what, you know. The second thing then is don't pull in those stomach muscles. Do it in an exercise class. Do it 10 minutes every day, you know, to strengthen. It's good for your back. That I believe in. But when you sing, I think you have to think, and now is possibly a technique for this. Four points. Hips, shoulders, and let everything be left alone. If you think that, your mind isn't going to go in here, pulling in.
But
when it isn't, what happens is that the diaphragm can expand, the breath can move through.
It's totally different.
It really is.
And the placement, it's automatic because there isn't any of this intervention. And I realized last week when we were doing that work how much I interfered, because it felt like jello. I mean, and I knew it was clear. And I thought, and I realized how much of that I was taking in, well, all the time, but also, of course, taking it into singing.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, I mean, I think the support and this go hand in hand because this is making up for this.
Exactly.
You know, they...
Yes.
And so on Wednesday, when I was able, for just a few minutes, to do it properly, to let go of that, then it was completely different, and the vibrato was different, and the placement was, I mean, really, it made a huge difference. And I began to realize how much, all the time.
Yeah. All of these things
all
are
the time,
floating up. It's,
yeah.
You will find awareness in 2,000 parts of this. Gee, I've been holding on to that little spot.
Mm.
And now I don't have it. And the more you do, the freer you will. That's why Pavarotti is, you know, he's there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And because little by little, he has learned the places where he has been clutching.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get up. Let's pursue that for a moment, Joni.
Okay.
Let's stand up and feel what I call...
And my slip, I thought, gee, my underwear band is it? I thought it was my slip, and that was sort of pressing too. I mean,
so don't, exactly. If there's a rubber band around the waist,
that sort of encourages that.
Except I'm not going to wear that slip anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, the most important thing is the simplicity and the freedom of the infra, you know, of what I'm underneath. I first came upon, have you and I ever done shoulders and hips?
The forepart,
yes, we have.
Yeah.
Good. And what happened was, when I came upon that, it was to give kids in a Shakespeare class a sense of simplicity, which is what we're in, 30 to 70. The simplicity is this. If I feel a line drawn from my shoulders to my hips, across to my hips, what happens is that this whole area suddenly simplifies itself.
Mm-hmm.
But I have, it stretches, I don't know what it does. It gives me, this part is strong without being clutched at.
Right.
Good. So in your imagination, feel shoulders, that's good. And I'd like also, as I see you, Joni, this is what's happening. I see a little bit of the shoulder clutch.
Mm-hmm.
Let that release more. Only think it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let it feel that there's no little cave.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like it to just float out. Right. So now feel a line across from the shoulder. Feel a line down to the hip. Feel a line across the hip. Do you feel a drawing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you feel that somehow centers and strengthens you?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let everything inside that, I wish I knew, was it a rectangle or a...
a rectangle.
Okay, parallelogram. Everything inside that, just take its place in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Feel, you know, that my pubic bone is here. My large intestine is here. My small intestine is here. My gallbladder is here. Do you see a hierarchy of organs? But just let them be where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. See, instead of pulling them all together,
right,
lay them out in the body, because what's happening is that rectangle is your... I'm losing the word for it. That, yeah, what's this one? That rectangle is your structure.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a house,
okay?
And it's like a skyscraper. This is the, and my rectangle is the steel support.
Right.
Good. And inside, I leave my insides alone.
Mm-hmm.
This is my first floor. This is my second floor. My third floor. Yeah, do it here. That's right. Yeah. And these are the apartments on the side. And this is the living room, right? And now leave yourself alone. Do you feel free?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel unclutched?
Yeah.
Okay. And now, with this, let's try a first little something. Would be, see, I'm thinking this, but I'm going to breathe.
What does your stomach feel like? I mean, what is the difference between this
Flopping out.
Flopping out and regular muscle tone and then clutching.
I think that when my body is in good shape, there is a kind of floating up of my stomach. Instead of a clutch, it's almost like, instead of sitting, see this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. When it's just a bag of garbage.
Right.
Now, you see, does and does and does. Yeah. And now what's going to happen is very slightly, the body, did you notice that this floated up but didn't clutch? Come, Joni, put your hand here, or just touch for support.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like you to do is really let it flop out like a pile of chop suey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really go bad.
All right.
Yeah. And now, very gently, sort of image, feel this. Begin to gently move up. Yeah, more gentle, but we'll work on that. Mm-hmm. That this lengthens inside without clutching.
Yeah.
That's what we want. And I think that you're doing a little bit of your straightening up from the outside rather than the inside.
Right.
I think I'm going to have you put your hands on me and see whether I can do it a little more subtly than yours. The wrong way. Okay, now. A couple of clutches in there at first. But did you feel it floated up a little more from inside?
Yeah.
Yes. But that's because of the, because of my years with the Alexander technique, I was able, I noticed, you know, I don't want you to take in the clutches. There was one little ka-chung here.
Mm-hmm.
But then for the most part, it kind of just floated up. It took longer than yours.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now I'm going to do what I think was yours. Go bad.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you feel it from the outside?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we don't want.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll think about that, but not work on that today, because that takes another whole kind of practice thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just need to keep thinking about it, I think. I feel like whatever I'm doing interferes with my breath. Even just normally, I feel like, I know when I was, socially when I was uptight, I would clutch
that's
my
right.
stomach. So it is probably just
a leftover.
Yeah.
Now what I'd like you to do is this. I think that the way we can get to breathe is by really leaving my hips to the side. See, clutching is a gathering towards.
Yeah.
Okay? So I think I'm going to have you put your hands, maybe like this. First, I'm going to find that I was in the past and that this didn't help me.
Right.
I felt a little touch on my right shoulder, but that's my little weak spot.
Yeah.
But then you didn't know. I could have gotten away with it. Okay, now watch me as I use more muscles than necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, feel that?
Mm-hmm.
See, and I'm feeling it, really.
Right. Yeah.
And then it would be,
see,
there's all that activity.
Yeah.
Think 30, 70.
Yeah.
So you don't need
all
of that.
Right.
Now watch it. I'm going to give myself a strong image of width.
Yeah.
I'm going to give myself a strong image of this place. Now watch this. Image of leaving my body alone and then discovering what part of my body wants to do it.
Very subtle. I think
The
word discovering what part of my body wants to do it, that's rather than making it happen or allowing interference, just let it happen.
That's right. Exactly. Feel once more before you do it.
Naturally.
Exactly. You see? So this is helping it.
feel how limited that was?
Yeah.
Did you just see me help it with these muscles?
I can feel it inside when I do that, but it feels clutched. I mean, the air column feels clutched.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel sort of...
Yes, from one tension...
Suffocating. Not as bad as suffocating, but I can... It's that word. It's not... Because I know I have a pretty large air capacity when it's working freely.
Let's now try you. What I did two things.
Yeah.
One, I really felt or saw my four points, which really gave my hips their place in my body and my shoulders. Shoulder to hip is very important.
Yeah.
That clarified me so that I didn't have to go in a kind of unknowing way grabbing.
Yeah.
I knew that this was my outline. Now, the next thing I thought was very, no wonder we say breathe, feel that on the lower
end.
What it is I'm going to take a very clear image of the next step, which means this is going to leave me alone, and by doing this, I will discover what part of my body is involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see whether you can do those two steps. First, it's to think, and don't try hard. Make the mistakes.
Okay.
Yeah. Make a lot of mistakes. Okay. We have a lot of lessons.
Yes. Thank goodness.
Yes.
Good. So what we want is, if you try too hard, you're going to...
And doing the same thing over again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So the idea is, make a lot of mistakes.
Okay.
The first is, just feel. So, your four points. Yeah, my shoulder's perfect. Now, really believe in the air coming over the lower lip. You get it.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah, that's it. And muscle it. Even if sometimes I muscle it out. And so then you've got to release those muscles. I mean, there isn't a release. They have to push them out to get the air
good in. That's the idea.
Yes,
and you're becoming very clear about what it is you've been doing when you clutch.
Yeah.
Because you're, well, again, sometimes when we talk about something in the beginning of a lesson, it makes sense during the lesson. What you're doing is all the stuff you don't need.
Yeah.
All the stuff in your house that you don't need.
Yeah.
All the stuff that you don't need
is
confusing.
It is.
Good.
Yeah.
So what you've done is you've gotten rid of, was it the 70%?
Yeah.
You've gotten rid of 70%, and then there's just this one area that's working.
Yeah.
And it's this. Very good, because you were very clear about it. I'd like you to walk back and forth for a moment in order to just release the mind. Don't be careful, don't be a good student.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to learn it in a real way.
Yeah.
Not in, I must learn this. Okay, and then come back, come into my area again. And first, find your four points. You know, well or, you know, medium, good. And when you feel them, really feel the air over the lower lip. The activity is very clear that the activity is something in here, and the breath is moving up, and it's going right to here. And that's all it is. Okay, sit for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, in a way, that sort of takes care of the belly, doesn't it?
Yes, I think that's right. I think it is. Yeah, I mean, I think the four points satisfy that, and then just softly letting it happen.
Did you say softly?
Yeah, or lightly allowing it to happen.
I'm catching you only because I don't want you to determine, to make this your future performance. I don't, you're thinking future performance. Where's the pillow, you know? You see, this is where I mean. I think maybe you're determining it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get us at this point away from.
It's like I'm going to repeat it every time.
That's right. And you want to be correct, and you want to be able to already do it on stage. So I caught you.
Okay.
So if I was nice to you a moment ago when I said it's okay to think of a great singer, you are now like a butterfly rippling under the pin. Yeah, okay, really. I think you meant well when you said aloud.
Yeah.
But I think the softly was what I didn't really believe.
Mm-hmm.
What I believe in is what I call the right weight.
Mm-hmm.
And the right, you see, so you were deciding on soft.
Yeah.
That was ahead of time.
Right.
Okay, and that to me was dangerous.
Yeah.
Whereas if you had said, I see my four points, that creates simplicity in my torso. I go to the air over my lip, which is, see, I didn't know soft or large, or what I did was what felt right.
Right. And it would be different for different sorts of work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. See, let us say that intention, let's say that when the air comes in, it's going to bring in horror. You know, like, oh no. It would be this, my four points, my body's simple. Oh no, did you feel it? Yes, I felt the air brought in horror, okay? Now I'm going to let the air bring in delight, okay? So it would be, see, I'm going to start each time with, my body has got to learn this. And as many times as you've done blah, 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 the body has to get that thing of simplicity, do nothing. My four points. So this, whatever comes after that, it just the thought moves into the breath stream and it brings up lightness or horror or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the right weight is what I find so important because it allows the breath to come back pleasurably and by itself.
Yeah.
See, and I don't need to help it.
Right.
Okay. So, for homework, really, you have to teach your body through the day. You have to stop. I'll be right there, Elena. Stop. See your four points. And go. Okay, honey. Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
So that your body begins to remember doing nothing.
Yeah.
Good. Once you learn it that way, I know that in your singing lesson, you're not going to be singing out because Marie doesn't use it. So, in the singing lesson, it will be, Marie says, try that phrase again.
Mm-hmm.
It will be, take the four points in on a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so did you see, I took the four points in, and my body, because I've been practicing, really just stayed out of the way. Yes, you have to. Yes, I think that's the way to do it, Joni.
Yeah.
For homework, do the breathing out. Do that F breath on the lower lip because that quiets you down. See, so don't skip that step for homework. All right, so it's for homework. And do it, you know, several times a day because there's so much activity in there. That it's not going to go away without doing as much activity, as much practice.
Yeah, I begin to realize, as all things, this is always more profound than just a simple exercise, because I haven't been able to, of course, I'm just learning this new, it's not so new anymore, but this technique of Murray, and I'm just trying to sing. I'm not worrying about things too much, just trying to find where it is. But I find that there isn't a palette of colors and there isn't that I'm not able to do that dynamic variation yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is part of that.
Okay.
I'm just sort of singing loud. I don't think loud or soft at this point. And she says, well, you know, sing this softly. And I think, oh, God, how do I do that? And I think that's part of it. I think I'm...
Yeah. See, what it is this, that the body, when it's left alone, beautifully responds to dynamic.
Yeah.
Okay, if you maybe you'll see it in my own hands. Watch this. I'm going to have a series of louds and softs and fearful and first, and you'll see the way my hands move. Oh no. Did you see what's going on in my body?
Yeah.
It's shaping itself according to power or gentleness or whatever. Now, what's happened with you is that because your body was clutching, it was going, oh no, oh yes, oh no, oh yes. It was getting in the way and it wasn't doing it.
Right.
Okay. So the first thing you have to do is to empty that out, which means, I'm going to keep talking and then I'll repeat, which means that there may come a time when you feel even less dynamic. You know, you know that response when just, oh God, now I feel nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's because the rightful muscles in the body don't know the move yet.
Mm-hmm.
See? And because they've been so covered over by the unnecessary activity that they've been mute, you know, that they've lain dormant. So the first thing you have to do, and you have to trust that we're on the right track. You have to trust, and Marie may say, well, Joni, you're not doing what I want, because you can't get the body to empty out soon enough for your next lesson.
Yeah.
Okay. It might even be a good thing for you to explain to her. I don't know.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, because then at least you'll say, oh, okay, dear, then I won't keep saying why, you know, have you lost it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What will happen is that it will take a certain amount of time for you to just keep the 4 points and leave everything inside of those 4 points alone. Just let them be. We have to assume that within the 4 points there is what I call a hierarchy of organs. Now, if I were a really good teacher, I would know which organ comes on top of which other. I happen not to know that.
That's pretty impressive.
To begin with. I mean, hierarchy of organs is a pretty nice, fancy phrase. So I know sort of that the pubic bone is below my diaphragm. That's about, you know. And all that stuff inside the gallbladder and the liver and the this and the that. I mean, we'll look at a books one day. I keep meaning to study the anatomy.
Mm.
Okay, but you know that the organs will take their place. They will really settle into their rightful place. And in a sense, it's one, and then it's the next one above that, it's the next one above that, and then there's one to the side, you know, and there's the one to the side, and then there's this, and then there's the soul area, and then there's the chest, the throat area, the dome.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this, you know, really, and what we want someday is really to look at this, you know, and to really sort of see this, and then this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Did you feel it? Yes, and that will be very exciting, whereas right now it's all chop suey. It's all sort of sitting on top. So, see, this part doesn't need exercise.
No,
because that just... What it needs is vision.
Yeah.
Okay, which is good. You will do for homework in order to get your body acquainted with a quiet feeling. You will do that homework, if possible, a minute through the day. Now, kid, that is hard. Even I, whose life is pure art, right? I can't.
But it seems to get, me,
I can't get that minute. I don't think it ever comes. Somehow we get it. Okay. You have to do that without wanting to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Don't jump ahead to, oh boy, when I get this.
Mm-hmm.
No, just, yeah, it's just work in total humility.
Oh,
it is hard.
Yeah,
it's really
it is,
hard.
I'm sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one does.
Mm-hmm.
One does. So what we do is we do that quiet, it's every day for a minute through the day, I remind myself of the larger plan, which is the four points.
Mm-hmm.
I remind myself of the quietness and simplicity of my organs within those four points. I then go to the F breath, and because I feel it so clearly on my lower lip, what happens is I don't go back to the clutching because my full attention is on the exhalation, feeling it on the lower lip. See, if I really trust it and feel it on my lower lip, what it does is it simplifies my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
See, the other way, if I don't really feel it, if I go like that, then I'm not grounding the thought, then all of my confusion is going to flow right back in. Okay, but the mind can only hold one thought at a time. It can hold a lot.